Hey everyone. Welcome to episode 19 of the Run Selfie Repeat podcast, where we talk about life with a side of running. My name's Kelly Roberts, and today I need you to come into this episode with an open mind and an open heart, because I need to talk about something that's really, really, really difficult for me to talk about. I want to talk about online bullying. This is going to be hard, but we can do it. Ready? Here we go. Honestly, I had my first taste of how volatile, vicious, disrespectful, and corrosive online bullying can be in 2009 when my younger brother Scott passed away at 16 from acute alcohol poisoning. As if my unimaginable loss wasn't traumatic enough, my family and I were hounded by the local news about the story. And while I understand that the news has a job, it was horrible because once the stories went live online, the comment sections of those stories were, let's just say they were less than compassionate for the most part. And a lot of them were. I think a lot of people understood that the accident was horrifying. Most of the comments were just terrible, horrifying, awful. People saying that my brother deserved what happened because he was a stupid jock, or that my parents should be locked up, that he was neglected, or that they would never let it happen to their child. I mean, honestly, every single comment felt like I was being stabbed with a knife, and there was nothing I could do. My brother was dead and he couldn't defend himself, and I couldn't defend him as hard as I tried. Being subjected to so much disgusting disrespect is the reason why I was so hesitant to ever come forward or talk about how my brother passed away. I was very open with my grief and what I'd been through, but it was so horrible to go through what we went through. I still have a hard time imagining anyone writing anything about it. But I bring up this because online bullying is so common. And it happened to me personally in 2013 when I went viral for taking selfies with guys behind me. I was called a predator and a creep. And that never got to me because honestly, I knew that what I had done was harmless. It was something I did to make my sister laugh. But what was really interesting was the worst shaming and bullying didn't come from just normal people on outlets like BuzzFeed or Huffington Post or Good Morning America. The worst of the bullying came from a small, small portion of the running community. You see, when I ran the New York City Half, I bought a bib on Craigslist for the race. An act at the time that I wasn't aware wasn't just frowned upon, but punishable. And today, I totally understand how dangerous it can be when bib swapping occurs. Bib swapping is when someone runs as someone. So let's say I'm trying to qualify for the Boston Marathon, which I am, and I'm working really hard to do it, but I know I can't run my time, or maybe I don't believe in myself. So I let my friend, who I know can run a Boston qualifying time, wear my bib and run for me. That's cheating, and it's horrible. I don't condone it. I think that's shameful in and of itself. But another way of bib swapping is what I did, going on Craigslist and wearing a bib that isn't registered to you, and it can be really, really, really dangerous. During the Brooklyn Half Marathon recently, a man, he wore a woman's bib, they swapped bibs, and he passed out during the race. And medics couldn't identify who this guy was. They couldn't figure out if he had any medical conditions. They couldn't figure out if this guy was allergic to any medications. And they couldn't get in touch with his family because they didn't know who he was. And he was passed out and he didn't have any ID on him. And it was a really dangerous and scary situation for a lot of people. But back when I ran the NYC Half, I was still a really new runner who wasn't active in the running community. I just wanted to run the race because I was struggling with seasonal depression and I was about to break up with this guy that I was seeing at the time. And running was what I did when I felt like I needed to just like run from my life. It was my escape. I know a lot of people that they run for the exact same reason. And I just really wanted to run and run really, really, really far. But the point is, on these running sites, the comments were horrifying. People wrote that I should kill myself or that I was embarrassment. And all this disrespect came because I bought a bib on Craigslist and ran a 2-hour and 4-minute-and-a-half marathon while doing something to make my sister laugh. I think we can all relate to the blow our self-esteem experiences when someone says something insulting or disrespectful to us. It isn't fun. It really hurts. And I often get asked how I deal with online criticism, and honestly, it only hurts the most when it comes from people who know me and then say things or do things that they don't think I'll ever see and that I do see. And honestly, after I started this blog and I started having this voice in the community online, I stopped reading comment sections and I stopped looking at message boards, or I turned my back to all that stuff, and I delegated people to go through comments and find the constructive criticism for me, because people will always say cruel things. One of the reasons why I don't always let the online criticism get to me is because back in college, I got my undergraduate degree in theater, and we immediately were taught to shy away from like and dislike and how we talked about each other's work. We were taught to use what worked and why and what didn't work and why. And that kind of taught me, it prepped me for today, when I do things and people give me actual criticism that I find useful. But at the end of the day, when someone spews hate, that's a reflection of who that person is. And it sucks, and not everyone's going to like what you do, but I think it's really important to remember that everyone has feelings and that it's not easy to be vulnerable. It may appear that way because I personally do it every single day of my life. I talk about, you know, every single skeleton that I've ever put in my closet. But it's not easy. Opening up and sharing about how my brother passed away scared the absolute shit out of me. It still scares the shit out of me. I mean, recording this today was really hard. I've been wanting to talk about this for weeks because recently, a younger woman, she ran this half marathon in Florida and she cheated. She cut the course and she got second place. And I don't condone cheating. I think it's a pretty inexcusable act. But the running community online kind of tore her apart. They were knocking her for what she studied in college or what she wrote a thesis on, to, you know, how many followers she had on social media. When you shame someone online, there's a real danger in online bullying because you're silencing them and you're taking away their voice. And it's just not okay. It's never okay because everyone makes mistakes and does things that they'll regret. I just felt really bad to watch this girl who did something really stupid kind of be shunned. I think the most important thing to remember is that while we all make regrettable decisions, some people bigger ones than others, what I'm saying is that you're always in charge of your story. You know, I often think about, Monica Lewinsky gave this really incredible TED Talk about online bullying, which I think everyone should go and watch and listen to with an open heart. Because whenever I tell people about it, it's always so interesting to watch people's like immediate reaction, because it's always from a place of judgment and disdain. You know, like it's never like, oh, you know what? I do want to hear her. They silence her before even listening. I think that's a good example of making a regrettable decision, but not letting it define you. Does that make sense? I think we all just need to remember that everything we do online should come from a place of compassion. Have discussions, but remember that everyone has feelings. And honestly, if you ever see someone bullying, step up, stand up for that person, because everyone has a voice and deserves to be heard. All right, that was hard. Thank you for listening. And for this one especially, I'd love to have an online conversation about this. And I know it's not going to be easy, but again, keep it thoughtful and keep it constructive. Listen to one another. I know I don't want to just hear from people who agree with me. Go to runselfierepeat.com and let's have a conversation about this in the comments below. All right? Keep it compassionate. Until next time, thank you for listening.